The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Oh! Welcome in H-Town.
What's happening, Houston? How y'all doing today? Surprise.
People are like,
surprise.
What?
Surprise.
What?
It's like, wait a minute. It's not.
Who are these two dudes?
Who are these yo-hos?
Who are these two dudes? Well, I'll tell you what. You got half of Fred. We got that much. AJ, Godspeed to him. His father's going through some hospital stuff right now,
yes.
So he couldn't make the show today. Freddie Fowler's taking care of some personal business, and so, like I said, thoughts and prayers with AJ and his family as well today. Freddie Fowler's taking care of some business. So, as a result,
you said, gotta
come up with somebody, yeah, do the show.
Yep.
Somebody.
Let's see, who's it gonna be? Eeny, meeny, miny, and we got Mo.
Fred and Henry Thomas, that is...
Hey.
For those of you who don't know, we host the HD show every Monday and Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Of course, you guys probably know Tyler Scott working the 1-2s.
And threes.
That gentleman's voice is the one, the only 14-year NFL veteran, two-time Pro Bowler, former All-Pro, all-time leader in sacks from the nose tackle position with 93.
And a half. Can't forget the half.
Over 1,000 tackles. He didn't do much for an NFL career. The one, the only, the pride of Eisenhower High School, Henry Thomas.
Hello, everybody, north side, northwest side, stand up.
The fo-fo.
The fo-fo.
Will the fo-fo stand up?
You know, did a little time there, you know.
In the fo-fo?
In the fo-fo.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
And,
you know what disappoints me, though?
What's that?
That you never bought a bus.
I never bought a bus.
That you never bought a bus.
No.
All them NFL scrillions you made.
No, never
bought a bus.
No. That,
for the fo-fo.
That's why I'm sitting here talking to you. If I had scrillions to buy a bus.
I'm talking about back in the day. Back in the day.
Anytime.
Could have started a charity drive.
For the bus. Just get the fo-fo.
Henry Thomas.
Everybody knew how to get the Acres home. You just ask anybody.
You've been riding in style, though.
Wherever you at, how you get the Acres home, fo-fo. You take the fo-fo.
Fo-fo could have been the only one that had plush seats, though.
Hey, you don't know. You're not from the fo-fo.
I am not from the fo-fo. Anybody that is,
713-780-3776. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right.
From Kansas.
The T.O.P. Absolutely. T-O-P. All day, day.
You're from the top, right?
That's right. Top city, baby. Don't you forget it.
Yeah.
Don't you forget.
How are those toucans doing?
What's that?
The toucans?
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
Oh,
about
no,
as well as my three-point shooting. Jayhawks. That's about how. Oh,
you're
yeah.
Inspired.
Okay, I'm going to get this out of the way right now.
No,
okay? No. We're getting this out. We got too much show today to do. To dwell on negativity, all right? Mm-hmm. First and foremost, let me tell you a little something, ladies and gentlemen, about the HD show. Like I said, by the way, I'm Fred Davis, for what it's worth. Yesterday, I fancy myself a pretty in-shape kind of guy. That means nothing when it comes to shooting three-pointers.
Absolutely means nothing.
I'll probably outbench most people in this town.
What did you ask me?
From a media standpoint.
What was my answer when you asked me about the media three-point shooting?
I don't know. I thought I should have won it.
You asked me to, hey, are you going to do the media three-point
shooting? Yeah, you said no.
I emphatically said, hell no.
No. All right, so
like,
you said no.
I haven't shot a basketball in
years.
You know,
okay.
I mean, I make baskets in the garbage can.
Right.
And all. I mean, I can do that all day.
All day, every day.
Every day, but a little pressure out there shooting off that rack, and I was just watching some people trying to do that. And you're like, what did you say? I'm doing it.
I mean, look at this. I got guys from work. What's up, Mr. 1 for 25? It's my employee saying this to me. I mean, seriously.
1 for 25.
Johnny Bravo, if you're listening, you're suspended. Your whole next set. Being a smart ass. Okay.
Apparently, 1 for 25. It's not good.
No, 1 for 25 isn't good. It's 4% for those of you scoring at home, courtesy of my boss, John Link, for putting those numbers together. But so I did horrible. Some little short redheaded kid who could barely get the ball to the basket made more baskets than I did. So that tells you all you need to know. Shout out to my boy Mike Pearson, who I talk bad about. I said, you know, if you can't make more than one, you got to take those shoes back. He was wearing some Steph Curry's.
Uh-oh.
He made three.
He made three.
So I guess I got to take my J's back because I made one.
He made
one. Shout out to my boy Pauly Gallant. Pauly G and I held down the bottom place with one apiece. Mm. And shout out to Josh Beard, Pauly's producer. He won it.
He won it. He won it.
6'10", listen, all right?
Some shooters over there, sounds like.
You know, half the station's garbage, but I'll say this much. They're night show represented, okay? Cody Stutes represented. He took second place. The nighttime show producer, Josh Beard, took second. Or, excuse third. Me, he won the he whole won thing. The thing.
Yes.
And then some brother I've never seen before took third. So
some ringer.
This cat was shooting shots. No, he's shooting shots like this.
Chest shots.
Just okay, I mean, seriously.
Nobody grannies?
Granny? I might as well have with the luck I was having. So
did you practice at all?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But here's the thing. And look, I'm making no excuses. Here's what happened. Didn't practice. You know, I did my normal working out, whatever. Got to the gym early yesterday morning. Played 21 with a couple of the guys there. Mm-hmm. Won a couple 21 games. Felt good, you know, thinking, all right, we're good. And then just imploded. After the second rack, going 0 for 10, seeing a couple go in and out. Your boy, and you guys know me, all right? I mean, I'm not the best at holding in my frustration, all right? And it just devolved from there. I could see myself, quick story, just quick digression. I was the first ever kid in the Topeka YMCA League to get a technical foul, all right, in the elementary league, all right? Seriously, I was a fifth grade kid, got a technical foul. The coach looks at my dad and says, what's wrong with this kid? All right, like literally, I just had to tee up a fifth grader.
Yeah.
All right. This is before social media. This is before all this nonsense happened.
And
okay?
he was asking for it, too.
Yeah, of all people. This was legit rage, okay? I channeled my inner fifth grade Fred, which you can only imagine what fifth grade Fred was like, all right? So, yeah, that all these emotions conjured up yesterday. So, anyway, listen, it started out as a fun event. It didn't end well, all right? But I'm man enough to say, listen, ladies and gentlemen, proper planning prevents piss poor performance, okay? Had I practiced, I might have made three, okay?
Well,
secondly, arrogance gets the best of us all. I went in there thinking, hey, I play ball. I'll be fine. It's a three-point contest. Who cares?
It's media.
I'm wearing J's.
It's the media.
I'm wearing J's. You know, I was channeling my inner Miley Cyrus, okay? And let me tell you something. I felt like Miley Cyrus, yeah. Okay? Naked,
25.
Alone, with no ass, yeah. Okay? That's what I felt like.
One for
like.
25, yes.
One for 25 after it was all said and done. So, yes.
Hey, did we have a song appropriate for that? There's got to be a song, One for 25, somewhere. I mean, I've heard a White Iverson song. We got to find
I'll tell you what song you can play. Just play Beck Loser. Because that's what I was yesterday, all right? And I'm man enough to admit it. I accept it. I know Fred and AJ were giving me the business yesterday.
Oh, absolutely.
All right? And right, I take it, all right? I take it. I understand it. But I'm moving on, all right? I got to atone for it somehow, some way, though. I've got to atone for it somehow, some way. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I've got to do something to make up for the 1 for 25 because that was pathetic
Tyler
on my
Scott,
part.
Isn't it cute how he just feels like it's going to move on because he said it?
No, it's going to move on.
Oh,
okay,
well.
I'm done with it.
Okay,
I'm done.
I'm glad
to hell
you're
with
done
both
with
of you.
It.
All right, to hell with both of you. So enough of that. All right, so let's move on to more important things. Listen, it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday. All right, so listen, it's an HD show version of the Blitz. Listen, it's Fred and AJ show. We're just happy enough to be fortunate enough to sit in for them today. Listen, it's the number one show in town, so we're glad to be a part of it, and we're glad that you're listening today. So let's have some fun today. We're going to do a little, like I said, it's going to be a little different spin on what you guys are probably used to in this time slot. But like I said, we're going to do our best to make up for AJ and Fred. So here's the deal. We got Doug Collins coming on at 4:15. The one thing we won't ask him about is Nick Young and Swaggy P.
Yes.
Actually, are they the same people? That is the same person, isn't it? That is the same guy.
D'Angelo.
D'Angelo Russell. Not D'Angelo Brown Sugar D'Angelo, but we're talking D'Angelo Russell, who will film you without knowing D'Angelo. All right. So yes. Doug Collins is going to come on at 4:15. Looking forward to talking to him. Let's see. We've also got a little... Okay, the website that started all this nonsense, Famous. I mean, that's where we're at today, where you have actual media entities called Famous. Famous. They're going to be at 5:00.
We're going to talk about
this. We're
going
to try to find out. Yeah, we're going to get to the bottom of what happened with this whole story and how this whole thing came about. 5:15. Oh yeah, no, that's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be a lot of fun. 5:15. We're going to go talk to Mike DeCourcy from the Sporting News. I forgot about all forgot all about that. Obviously, the Final Four is coming up this weekend. Obviously, my Jayhawks are not going to be playing. No, I think that's really what lingered. I think that hangover is really what had a lot to do with yesterday. Anyway, so Mike DeCourcy is going to be on at 5:15. Looking forward to talking to him about this Final Four this weekend. We'll probably get into a little obligatory Texans talk. I mean, yes. We got to, right?
We have to.
You have to. You got to say something about it. I'm sure something's going on. Little yay or nay. For those of you that aren't familiar with what we do here on the HD show, yay or nay, it's real simple, ladies and gentlemen. We throw a story out. It's either yay or nay.
That's it.
Okay, don't overthink it. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. That's going to go down to 6:15. Best one. T. Scott's going to make a decision on that. It's an executive decision, that's nonetheless. Right. I mean, this guy's got a beard that would make a mountain man cry.
Oh, so, it's coming in so nicely.
Oh, it is coming in nice.
And see, here you were a month ago just
clowning you.
A month ago, you poo-pooed it. You looked like you had the mange a month ago.
He did poo-poo it.
You didn't see me for that first week, though.
He did poo-poo it. There's no question about that.
But I'm proud of it now. You know,
and you should be.
That means a lot.
It does. I could see a dry tear running down his face. That could be snow. Either way. So, What Are the Odds Wednesday? It's going to go down at 6:15. And then, this is the first Wednesday show I've done in years.
In quite a while.
All right. Last time I did a Wednesday show, I got fired from the station, all right, over nonsense. Guess what? Let's bring it all back, okay?
Go.
I'm a glutton for punishment. I'm too stupid to know any better. It's a hump day, which means one thing only. Haiku Hump Day is back in effect. Yes,
big
that's
time.
Right,
we're
boys
going
and girls. What?
Swinging for
what?
The fences.
Oh, we're going deep, baby. We're calling our shot. Topics are as follows. Texans draft pick, Rockets playoffs, your most embarrassing display, public display.
That's
and
it.
You know what? Let's throw away, have you ever been filmed without knowing? You ever been filmed without knowing?
No.
No?
I hope not.
You don't know. How would you know? You don't know. So that's there's your
haiku topics.
You can tweet them at Henry Thomas NFL. You can tweet them at The Freddie D. You can tweet them at Tyler Drew Scott.
That's what it is now,
all
right?
Okay,
good.
And we're going to do hashtag haiku hump day. He is Tyler Scott working the 1-2s and 3s. That's the all-pro Henry Thomas. I am Fred Davis. This is ESPN
97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, welcome back in. This is The Blitz with an HD swerve to it. He is Henry Thomas. I am Fred Davis, our boy Tyler Scott, working the 1-2s and 3s. Without further ado, let's go to the God Media Hotline. The one, the only, former first-round pick, four-time NBA All-Star, and former NBA All-Star coach, the one, the only. You see him on ESPN these days, the one, the only, Mr. Doug Collins. Coach Collins, how are you?
I'm doing great,
on a
guys.
Wednesday.
How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic.
Absolutely wonderful. Glad to have you on. Glad
nice
to have
to
you
be on.
I noticed, I saw the recent deal where you're going to be one of the coaches for the college guys this weekend. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty excited, guys. I actually played in this game in 1973 at the East-West All-Star Game. It was in Dayton, and my coach was the legendary Adolph Rupp. So sort of gone full cycle where I'm going to get a chance. I'm going to coach the East, and your old guy at the Rocket, John Lucas, is going to coach the West. So we're going to have a little fun.
Sounds like it. And you've been out of coaching for a couple of years now. So what is the biggest difference? I mean, obviously, I mean, the grind is one thing, but what is the biggest difference coaching now versus when you first started?
I think social media.
Okay.
Has changed everything. I just think there's so many people who are writing and reporting. A lot of them aren't around your team. A lot of them report from a distance, talk to people and sources there's just so much more scrutiny every single day. And, I've always said, a huge part of being a coach today is what I call it navigating the noise. And
right.
Just, the noise that surrounds your team and trying to keep everything as positive as you can and teaching and moving forward. And, in a sport like football, obviously you play once a week. You know, that's you've got a situation in basketball. You play upwards maybe of four games in a week sometimes. Four games in five nights, and And so to me, that's just the scrutiny, the coverage, to me, is really the big difference that I see.
Doug Call is joining us here on the Gal Media Hotline. Let's jump over to the Houston Rockets. And, Coach, this is a team that, like I said, I mean, and again, help me understand. I mean, like I said, you've been to the grind. You know how this stuff works. And help me understand, and maybe Houston fans understand, how a team that is, you know, three games away from the finals, and obviously, you know, the Warriors did what they did last year, but you bring the entire core back, you add Ty Lawson, which obviously we saw how that turned out, and I was never understood why they made that move in the first place, but you bring your entire core back, you're fighting just to get into the playoffs, it looks like this team's probably going to be imploded, you still don't know who your coach is going to be, God bless J.B. Bickerstaff. When you look at this team, can you put your finger on anything as to what's led to where this team's at right now?
I think it started in training camp, guys. I think, you know, it was my understanding that they were really going to use training camp this year to really work hard and practice hard and get themselves ready for a long season, that, you know, some of the guys didn't come in great shape, and they were going to use training camp as a way to get themselves ready because they played deep into the season last year, you said, in the conference finals. And what happened, they had a lot of injuries, and they did not have the training camp that they wanted to have. And I think it's haunted them all year long. I think it's I've done some of their games. I've known James Harden since he was a freshman at Arizona State. I worked with him for a couple of years because I do live in Arizona and got to know James very well or whatever. And I've watched this team this year. I've kept waiting for them to have that epiphany where it's all going to come together. We're going to see that feel-good team that played last year. And what I see is from quarter to quarter, I don't know what team I'm going to get.
Right.
And I'm not sure what they hang their hat on. I mean, last year we know, James, was right up there in the running for MVP with Steph and the magnificent year he had. I mean, they really had a ton of injuries last year. I think Dwight Howard missed like 40-something games. Terrence Jones missed a bunch of games. I mean, they had a lot of injuries. And I thought James single-handedly really kept that team where they were last year. I don't think they ever got themselves together this year. I know they lost their first three games. They were very lethargic, and then they won four in a row, and everybody said, here they go, and then pretty soon it was four more losses. And it's sort of what's been dogging them all season long. And I keep waiting to say this team could be a dangerous team in the playoffs. So can this team that played last year all of a sudden show up in the playoffs? And I'm just not seeing it. I don't see a connection. I just think I just don't see that same vibe with this group that I saw last year.
And so how does that, and I guess my question is this, is that a top-down type of issue then? I mean, when that sort of thing happens, I mean, Daryl Morey gets lauded for all the moves he's made, and you know, this was the one year where he actually really didn't, again, outside of bringing in Ty Lawson, didn't really do any major change over to the roster. And so what... Like I said, you get rid of Kevin McHale in the first 11 games, and you know anybody that I mean, listen to him on Mike and Mike. I mean, it's like he said to you, like you just said. I mean, his explanation was this first month's going to be rough, and then we're going to get things rolling again. And so, you know, can this team somehow, some way, if they're able to, you know, muster an eighth playoff spot? I mean, but at the same time, you're going against the Warriors. I mean, so is this just can Houston fans just maybe hope to see four games of the Warriors and you know maybe two games at Toyota Center?
Well, I felt going in that, you know, they could be a dangerous eighth seed. They can't beat the Warriors.
No.
I mean, they're not going to beat the Warriors. The Warriors have their number, just the matchups and the way they play. And, you ask a question, you know, about how did this happen from one year to the next. And the one thing I've learned being in sports a long time, and Henry, I know you played or whatever, you can come back with the same players. It doesn't mean it's the same team.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And this team is not the same team as last year. You know, guys in the off season, they got themselves occupied with other things, and you don't know the commitment and all that kind of stuff. You come back and you just think you're going to pick it up. It doesn't work that way. I mean, that's why they have training camp in football. They have training camp in basketball, is to get yourself ready to play the year. And like I said before, I felt like it started from day one with the Rockets in their training camp. They had a lot of guys hurt. I thought they started the year out of shape. They dug themselves a hole. And I think they probably even surprised themselves. I think they thought that they would probably get it together. But as I look at the Rockets this year, to me, the Rockets are the most disappointing team in the West, mm-hmm. and the Chicago Bulls are the most disappointing team in the East.
Well, I see a lot of work with James Harden, pretty much doing the same things he did last year that he's doing this year. His numbers are pretty much, you know, close to what they were last year. But this year, no mention of MVP, no fanfare there. But is it just is it because of the losing that he's not getting that same, or is it because of the play of, say, a Steph and LeBron and those guys?
Well, I mean, like I said, I love James, guys. I wouldn't put him in the top 5, 6, or 7 of the MVP voting this year, even though his numbers are the same. And I would throw up there, you've got Durant and Westbrook, you've got Kawhi Leonard, you've got LeBron, and you've got Steph Curry. There's 5 right there.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's five big ones.
James Harden is throwing up the same numbers, but it's not the same impact that he had last year. The numbers sometimes can lie. Those aren't the winning numbers that he put up last year. I mean, his turnovers are way up. I think he's leading the league in turnovers. And I think also he's had tremendous defensive slippage.
yeah, that's putting it mildly.
We spoke on that one a bit.
So let me ask you this then, all right? And I didn't know, like I said, that you'd worked with James Harden.
I've known James since he was a freshman. I used to go down and, you know, and be with him, and it was more of a mentor and
right.
a guy who talked to him and everything about wanting to get to the league and where he wanted to get and stuff like that. The one thing I always felt with James is when James was in college, he was never in great shape to play. And
okay.
I always told him that, James, you want to play this game at the highest level, you have to be highly conditioned because of all the demands that are going to be placed on you every single night. The greatest players are the most highly conditioned players in the NBA. And to me, when James struggles, the first level it goes to is his level of conditioning.
Yeah. And, you know, listen, I've been – and me and Henry have kind of gone back and forth on this, but I think James Harden, you know, for what it's worth, offensively, I don't think he gets enough credit for just how good he is offensively.
He might be the toughest guy in the league to guard.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, listen, the assists, I mean, this guy, I mean, he, you know, he has the ball on literally every possession. You know, for him to get to the rack as often as he does, to get, you know, to draw fouls and what have you. I mean, like I said, I'm a huge fan of him offensively. Defensively, again, I'm afraid that until this guy decides to buy in defensively, all right, you coach Michael, you coach Scottie, you saw greatness on
yeah.
both ends of the floor each
well,
and every
Michael,
night.
Michael Jordan was the best defensive player in the league. He won the defensive player of the year. I told James the one year, I said, James, the one year I had Michael in 1987-88, he was the MVP of the league, he was leading scorer in the league, he won the slam dunk competition. He was a defensive player of the year, and he was the MVP of the All-Star game. And he took our teams to 50 wins with a Scottie Pippen and a Horace Grant who were rookies.
Well, okay, let me...
I've seen greatness.
Okay,
greatness is on both sides of the ball. Kobe Bryant, in his prime, one of the best defensive players in his position. I think one of the things, if you talk about Steph Curry right now, everybody's
yeah.
talking about he's a much improved defensive player. He's a much more efficient player. See, one of the things with James, and I love James, I've told you that, one of the things that saves is how many free throws he shoots.
Right.
Because he can shoot a poor percentage from the field and still get his points because he's going to get 10 points at the free throw line.
Okay. Let me ask you this, and this is kind of off the beaten path, but me and my co-host have gone back and forth on this. When you talk about, and you can't compare eras. I get it, but listen, I'm 35. I grew up in the 90s. I'll live and die with the 95, 96 Bulls, all right? We go back and forth on this Warriors versus Bulls. I maintain, whether it be Scottie or Michael, they're shutting Steph Curry down. And he goes back and forth, nah, nah, nah. Again, I know it's hard to compare, but just knowing Scottie, knowing Michael, how would they get up defensively if they were going up against a Warriors team like this?
Well, I mean, you know, the key piece is obviously, I mean, Klay Thompson that guy is such a good offensive
yeah.
player. You got Steph. See, one of the things guys they can do, and this is, you know, go back a little bit with James or whatever, is if James would be more efficient without having the ball in his
yeah.
hands, he wouldn't necessarily have to work as hard. And see, you can put Andre Iguodala at the top of the floor. You can put Draymond Green on the top of the floor. Their big guys can pass. So they cut and move off the ball, and they create opportunities that make them very hard. They have a lot of motion. They shoot threes at an astronomical rate. I mean, they get them in transition. I mean, I mean, that's the way they play. If you go back to the playoffs, the 1 year that the Michael and Scotty played against Magic Johnson, what they did was they traded off who was going to guard Magic, and mm-hmm. they picked him up full court.
Right.
One would guard him for a while, and then they passed him over to the other guy. You guard him for a while, and they said, we're going to try to pressure you up the floor, make your life as difficult as possible. The one thing with Steph is other guys can bring that ball up the floor, and he can play off the ball, so he doesn't have to fight that pressure all the time. So the one thing, the only way I would say I talk about the Bulls, I coached Michael Jordan when he was 25. I coached him when he was 40.
Right.
I would never bet against him. I'm just telling you, I would never bet against Michael Jordan.
Absolutely not. All right, we'll get you out of here with this, Coach. This is from our boy Jerome Solomon at the Houston Chronicle. Is he ready to admit the charge call was wrong on the play with John Lucas in the 77 playoffs?
Oh, talk to John Lucas.
With the Rockets and 76ers.
Tell him I read that bogus spin move. His took the charge and we moved on and he had to go to vacation.
Wonderful.
Fair enough, Coach.
Don't tell Lucas. Shouldn't even got to game six. We're up 3-1 with the Philly, game of game five to come back so we could beat them on their home court.
I like
and
it.
And now they've turned the summit into Joel Osteen's church.
Very true. Very true. All right, so the game's going down. Is that game's, what, Thursday?
Well, actually what it is, guys, is we came in today. I've got 10 guys on my team. Luke has got 10 on his.
Okay.
We'll practice tonight. We'll practice Thursday. Guys, what's really neat, especially what the reason I wanted to do this show here in Houston with you guys is – The going to the Final Four, you can watch the teams come in and practice for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then the game, our game, is going to be at 4:30 right after the practice, and it's free. So
okay.
Anybody in Houston, you want to come watch Final Four practice, and you stick around and watch the game, it's at 4:30.
Okay.
And so, it's a pretty neat deal. If nobody's ever seen it, to watch the Final Four teams practice and come out or whatever, it's a lot of fun. And then the game will be after. And if you can't do that, you can watch it on CBS at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay, and that's Thursday or Friday that game's going down?
The game will be Friday.
Friday, okay.
The game will be Friday at 4:30, and it'll be right after the Final Four practices. So the coaches each get an hour on the court, and they'll
okay.
come out, and then the game will be about a half hour after the practice.
Gotcha. You got any Jayhawks on your squad?
What's that?
You got any Jayhawks on your squad, Coach?
I don't have any Jayhawks on my squad. They're all going to the pros, so they're already squared away and stuff like that. So these guys I have are, I think, guys who are maybe second round draft picks or whatever.
Okay.
Maybe show themselves a little bit, and
it's kind of like a Portsmouth Invitational type thing.
Status a little bit.
Okay, gotcha. Well, Coach, I'll tell you what. Hey, do they still let you back into Russia, or how's that work?
I'm sorry.
They still let you back into Russia?
Let me back into Russia.
Did they let you back into Russia after 72? They still hold that against you or no?
No, they let me back in. They got my gold medal.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do, Coach. Yes, they do. I'll tell you what. Thank you so much. Have a great time on Friday. I'm going to certainly try to make it out there myself. And like I said, have a wonderful weekend. And real quick, I'm guessing you got you probably may or not. I'm guessing you're leaning towards the Warriors to win it all this year?
You know what? You got to beat them four times. I haven't seen anybody do it yet.
Roger that.
The one thing about the NCAA tournament, the beauty of it is all you have to do is beat the team once, and the NBA, the best team normally wins because you got to beat them four times.
It's enough said. Spoken like a guy that has been involved in this game for over 40 years. Coach, thank you so much.
My pleasure, guys.
All right, thanks.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye. The one, the only, Doug Collins. All right, a little bit of what he had to say and a couple more things when it comes to NBA and something interesting he said about the one and only Rockets. Don't you go anywhere. That's T. Scott. That's Henry Thomas. I'm Fred Davis. This is The Blitz. Don't go anywhere.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, welcome back in. It is The Blitz, HD style.
Yes, sir. I'm Henry Thomas. That's Fred Davis. We got T. Scott over there behind the glass pushing them buttons. The 1-2s.
Yep.
And threes.
And threes.
I got it.
And threes.
And threes. That, you know what? I couldn't wait to touch on the fact that James Harden ain't never in shape.
Apparently that's dogged him for a while, according to one Mr. Doug Collins.
And I do remember calling him, he looked like a 13-year-old girl. Just hit puberty. Tonight.
I think everybody looks like a 13-year-old girl to you, though.
Really? Yeah. That's just, I mean,
you're just a big dude.
That's just.
And I don't mean that in a weird way.
No, I meant that he never had a push-up.
Didn't push-ups.
Okay. No, he got no definition.
Yeah.
But a difficult
My daughter's 13, by the way.
Well.
Her and James Harden. No beard, though,
no
for
beard.
Miriam. Yes. Miriam does not have a beard.
How's she doing with,
thank
with,
God.
With that hair dyeing thing?
You know, I meant to ask her about that. She's hell bent on shot putting right now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Call that what it is. So,
until I got it.
That's
now.
Another.
Do you know yet? Does she slide or does she kick or does she spin?
She shows up.
Okay.
I'll find out.
Okay.
I'll find out. I'll ask her and I'll tell her, hey, listen, Papa Henry's got you taken care of. All right.
Got it covered.
So. One question I didn't get a chance to ask him, and we were able to, props to Mr. Doug Collins, who was able to. No, that was a fun conversation just now, but didn't want to talk about the Nick Young, D'Angelo Russell deal. We'll get to that in the next segment.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll put our spin on it. And
he basically said that, you know, he really wouldn't get into specifics as to why he thinks. And there was two questions I wanted to ask him that we didn't, like I said. And Doug Collins is one of those guys that, you know, you could talk basketball with all day long. But I wanted to ask him, one, you know, can you win with James Harden? Which I think he would have said yes. That's his boy, so of course he would have said yes. But the other thing I wanted to ask him is, and it kind of parlayed, and it's something that I've been saying for a while.
Yeah.
And everybody is like, oh, no, you can't do that with James. James has to have the ball in his hands. No, he doesn't. All right, let's get that out. Let's because it doesn't work when James always has the ball in his hands.
He likes to have the ball in his hands.
Well, part of it, though, is because you've never given him a real point guard. All right, Patrick Beverley is a backup point guard in the NBA. Let's call that what it is. All right, he's not a starting caliber point guard.
He's never had a point guard.
All right, I'll put it this way. He's great defensively.
Okay.
All right, he's probably one of the better defensive point guards. So if you don't mind sacrificing offense, then that's okay. And you can get away with it, obviously, because you've got a guy like a James Harden. But the problem with that is that there's never any, and I can speak to this after going 1-for-25 yesterday. You need rhythm, okay? You need rhythm, whether it's shooting or offensively.
You had rhythm yesterday.
I had no rhythm, okay? I was as white
bad
as
rhythm.
I was Snow White yesterday, okay? That's how bad I was. I had no rhythm.
But you made one. You made one.
Yeah, every dog has a day.
That's all right.
And the sun shines on a dog's ass some days, all right? So it happens.
And it's going to bring you back to try to make two next time.
Absolutely. No, listen, your boy's in it to win it. Let's get that straight right now. But anyway, so I've always been a big believer that this team needs a pass-first point guard, all right? So Morey goes out and he gets the one point guard that, again, you and I were steadfastly opposed to the Ty Lawson move last year.
Oh.
All right? First of all, and again, you know, part of it was –
I wasn't steadfast because, you know, Uber had just started. So I was okay with the Uber thing had just started kicking off. And I was like, well, you know what? It can make it happen.
It might be an endorsement deal in the wings. It makes sense. All right. It makes sense. But my problem was that he was a guy that, you know, he's not a quote unquote pass first point guard. Everybody's like, well, you know, he averaged like 9, 10 assists last year, whatever. Yeah. He also played for a Nugget team that averaged like 105 points. All right. That, you know, I mean, it's the NBA. All right. I mean, he's a guy that averaged 18 and 10 or whatever it was, and he's a scoring guard for the most part. All right. And that's not what this team needs. I've said this for 2 years. I'll continue to say it. Go out and get you Rajon Rondo.
Well,
go out and get you Rajon Rondo. Because what is the one thing he said that Steph Curry has the advantage of?
He has a guard. Yes.
He's got other guys that can bring the ball up the court.
Right.
All right, so he doesn't have to bring it up, and you can't focus all your resources strictly on him.
Okay.
You need somebody with an edge. This team has lacked an edge,
You have mentioned Rondo before in the past.
Because, listen, if anybody's got an edge,
it's Rondo.
It's Rajon Rondo.
Yeah, but you really don't come back from crazy. I mean, you just go more and more into crazy.
Hey, listen, he's been pretty decent for the most part with Sacramento.
Yeah,
and that thing's been a tram sham ockery all season long. Now, maybe because crazy found crazy.
Exactly.
And so, you know, he's excelling in the chaos.
Yeah, he's but sitting what, in there what going, do we got? Ooh, home.
What do we have over at Toyota Center?
Well, we don't have that I kind mean, of craziness. I mean, we've
maybe
said
we
it
do behind the scenes.
No, we
listen,
don't.
We've been in that locker room.
We have no leaders in there. There's no joy in that locker room. There's no, I mean, when people came in that locker room,
there's
after
no
game,
joy because they're not winning.
Well, regardless, there's no leadership. There's no.
Well, there's definitely not that.
And you bring Rajon Rondo in, and you're gonna. Are you expecting him to be a leader?
No. Who's
gonna stand up to crazy? Nobody in that locker
it's
room.
Not like he, well, here's the thing. It's not like he's a team killer. All right. Now, Dallas Maverick fans may disagree.
Boom.
Dallas Maverick fans may disagree. I just, again, but I, let's put it this way. I would certainly, you could do worse than Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
All right? Because, listen, Rajon's on
we
his,
have done
Rajon's
worse.
In the second, I mean, listen, the end is closer than the beginning yeah. for Rajon Rondo.
Oh, it,
all right?
The part of his travel is downhill.
Okay. So, but he's still got good basketball left in him. And you got to do something if you're the Houston Rockets because, and that was another thing I would love to have gotten with him, get talk to a little bit about Doug Collins with, is where does this team go in the offseason? Because you're going to get rid of Dwight. Dwight Howard is gone.
Oh, yeah.
All right? JB, what is a Bickerstaff, is gone.
We got to find a coach and another guy.
You got to find a lot more than another
okay.
guy.
Okay, we got a lot of work.
Yes. Man, you can say that again. You can say that again. He is Tyler Scott. That is the All-Pro Henry Thomas. I'm Fred Davis. Coming up next... it's a story dominating the National Basketball Association. The story's so hot, Doug Collins didn't even want to touch it.
There you go.
Just when you thought the Lake Show couldn't get any worse,
here
they
we
filming
go.
Each other.
Yeah.
And apparently, Kobe's okay with it.
Secretly.
Oh, how does my ass taste? Don't go anywhere. This is The Blitz with an HD spin on ESPN.
97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hi, welcome in. It's the HD show version of The Blitz. Fred and A.J. Somebody tweeted it. I mean, to people, it's freak out. I swear to God.
What happened? What
you got? New tweets. Did Fred and AJ get canned?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
No, they took a day off. Yeah, okay?
They had some personal things.
AJ's got some personal things to attend to.
Yeah.
Fred's got some business to attend to. I mean, see, the thing
don't
about
panic.
Radio.
We're just here for the day, people.
Radio is a regular
like
job.
The pot calling the kettle black.
What's that?
Hey.
Do you remember last week whenever you asked me if Raheel got fired?
I didn't hear him for 2.5 weeks.
Well, it was like a week at that point.
Yeah,
but
like,
no, it was literally. It had been 2 weeks at that point.
Oh, all right. I didn't know he took that much vacation.
No, I didn't either, which is why I asked you what I asked you.
All right. So you didn't, okay, you didn't
one
panic.
Show.
You didn't panic after one show.
No, I did not panic. It was 2 weeks of not hearing Raheel on the radio. So I was like, wait a minute, what the hell's going on here?
See,
and then that's why I asked you.
We support. Fair that's it. We're listening.
T. Scott, you and I are about to, you know what?
Give it up.
Tell you what, I'm about to take out that 1 for 25 on somebody. T. Scott's drawing my ire right now.
Hey, don't worry.
Anyway, no.
He's only going to land one.
You guys got jokes.
He's only going to land one.
Normally, you would have laughed at something like that.
Yeah, normally. Normally. Well, I didn't
that's
know.
Too bad.
I didn't. I want to see you shoot 3-pointers.
I'm going to make more than one.
You think so?
I know so.
You think so?
No, so.
Oh, really? I want to put something on it.
It's too late.
Too late for what?
You're going to give me 25 shots, and I'm going to make more
absolutely.
Than one.
You're going to take 5 from each spot where I took them.
That's fine. I'll do it.
All right, bet. We're doing it.
I mean, because, you know, it's, when you set a bar,
yeah,
you got to have somewhere I can, you know, exert myself to get over it. I mean, I can fall over that bar. I mean,
All right.
Well,
made
one
tell
out
you
of
what.
25.
Tell
I,
you what.
You know what? I could shoot 8 of them with my eyes closed.
Listen to this dude. All right, bet.
And pretty much make
bet.
What you make.
And you know what? It's on. It's on. Fitness Connection over there off of Louetta, which coincidentally enough is just down the street from Max at 5200 Louetta, which you can catch the HD show every Monday night.
Every Monday night. Yes, the good people at Max, you know, we love going over there.
Love it.
Great steaks.
You never know what you're going to get over there.
No, you don't.
Especially after the show.
And it's always fun.
Can I give a shout out to Fresno, by the way?
Fresno in the house. Oh. Yes.
Girl, what it do?
What it do? It was a lot of fun.
I'll tell you what. The one thing I hope never happens at Max is somebody records us while we don't know it.
Yeah, that would be bad.
All right. Much like D'Angelo Russell recorded Nick Young. They're hanging out. They're in their hotel room.
And he's
bebopping,
kinda,
whatever.
Kinda interviewing him.
Yeah, they're just shooting the breeze, you know? And so he brings up, you know, I guess about him straying from Iggy Azalea, which...
But that was already common knowledge, right? That he's straight.
I don't, I mean... I
don't know.
I don't roll like that.
You're up on this.
Who? If what?
Swaggy P.
Yeah, Swaggy P. Everybody already knew that he and her were going through something because he had already strayed, right?
I'm not sure.
This is her first time finding out.
The one thing I know about basketball guy or basketball girlfriend cheating on her dude
Kyrie Irving. Yeah.
That was,
she tried to kill herself, allegedly.
He doesn't have to worry about anything.
No, he's good. Is she dead? No, she survived.
But I mean,
she survived.
This Nick Young thing is taking over the news cycle.
Listen.
Okay.
Can you really feel bad for somebody, though, if they allegedly commit suicide and then post a selfie of it and put it on social media with IV in her arm?
Okay,
like, how distraught are you, really?
Whoa.
You're distraught, but yet you had the clarity for just a hot minute.
Hey.
Hold on.
Basketball groupie girlfriend at a time.
I know, right? I know it's a little much for you. I see the wheels spinning.
Let's go back to the big booty girl here in this picture. What's her name?
I don't know. I'm not looking at the same picture that you're looking at, so I don't know which big booty
girl.
Iggy Azalea.
Okay, so that's...
Who looks like, let's be honest...
She looks like...
The third white chick.
Yes, exactly.
You've seen white chicks with Sean and Marlon Wayans?
Oh, dude. No, you didn't.
You know it's right.
Wow.
Tell me she doesn't look like the third white chick.
Iggy,
you know she
if
does.
If you want to call in, it's 713.
Iggy, show us your face.
3776.
I don't care how fat her ass is. She looks like a dude.
Okay.
She can have the fattest ass all she wants.
Well, we're going to name her Pretty Boy then.
Thank you.
Dude, look at that. Oh, dang.
Yeah, exactly. Look, even you can't deny.
How'd you get that? Just put it
it's
up
It's called
there.
The internet. Henry Thomas. It's called the internet.
Juggle?
It's amazing.
Did you Juggle that? Oh, my goodness.
Al Gore invented it, and we've taken advantage of it since. Thank you, Al Gore. Thank you.
The picture I'm looking at, the girl is cute. That's all I'm saying.
She's got a cute picture. Put her next to Damon Wayans in drag, and how do you feel?
And she's the girlfriend to the guy who was recorded.
Swaggy P, yeah.
Swaggy P got recorded.
Swaggy P said he apparently banged some 19-year-old chick after a game one night at the club. After the club or whatever. Anyway, he admitted to sleeping with a 19-year-old that was not Iggy Azalea.
And it was not Iggy.
It was not Iggy Ig.
So Iggy found out through this recording.
Well, like the rest of us did, yeah. The rest of the world.
Well, here's my question.
Which question?
Was he recording to give it to Iggy? Because he got something for Iggy?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, Henry Thomas. No one really knows what his motivation was. Allegedly, he thought it was a private conversation on Snapchat. Have a hard time believing that.
It's Snapchat.
Again, I'm not hip to the whole Snapchat. I'm 35 years. I'm too old for Snapchat. Let's get that straight right now.
I'm too old for Twitter. I'm just figuring out how to do them.
Twitter is that's
it's
I think that's the threshold.
Old. Didn't you just tell me?
No,
just,
it turned 10. Yeah,
it's 10 years.
So what's that? So what? How does that make you too old?
That would have put me when it came out 41. You're saying you're 35. You're too old for Snapchat. Come on.
I just feel like it's a lot of kids that use Snapchat.
Okay.
Like my daughter has been dying to get on Snapchat. She wants no part of Twitter, so I feel good about that.
Yeah.
Like kids today, they're not on Facebook.
Really?
No, the big thing for kids today is Instagram and
Hey, I got an
Snapchat.
Instagram account.
Yeah, you do.
I put pictures on it like once every 3 months.
Like I said, I'm a curmudgeon when it comes to social media. I do a little Facebook and I do Twitter predominantly.
Writing stuff, because the other stuff is photographs and I've seen some of your pictures, so I understand
that. Yeah, exactly. trust me. Give me 140 characters. I'll run with it. Photo-wise, your boy's not the most photogenic guy in the world, which is why I'm on radio.
You're never comfortable in front of the camera. I don't know why. Every picture we've ever taken.
It's because my eyes, man. When I smile, my eyes close, and everybody's like, oh, you look stoned. And I'm not, but they think I am, and it never stops. So
really?
That's why me and pictures just don't.
Is that your own explanation? Because, I mean, I wrote some stuff down.
You know what? Why don't you tweet it out? How about that? Why don't you tweet it out?
No, that's too many characters.
Yeah, exactly. Find him at Henry Thomas NFL. Yeah. So anyway, now the problem is that nobody wants to talk to this kid. Nobody wants to talk to you. So here's the question then. All right. So now you've got a number 2 overall pick.
Right.
Who is finally starting to turn a corner a little bit.
Narc.
Who's a snitch.
Narc.
Yeah. You can't trust him.
Go back to my era, stool pigeon.
Yeah, I mean, you cannot.
A rat.
So here's it. Okay, so do you?
Look, I've been in many locker rooms.
He broke the code.
He's done.
The code.
Well, you know what? I mean, not only did he break locker room code, which.
He broke the guy code.
He broke bro code.
He broke a lot of codes.
He went bro code.
But now here's the thing.
Don't they play tonight? Do they play tonight?
Yeah.
Who they playing?
The Heat.
Who's going to drop him? Somebody's dropping him, I'm telling you.
Well, here's my question.
What do you think?
Is Kobe okay with it?
Hey, let's reach out to this.
Let's be honest. Kobe. Because listen, Kobe threw Shaq under the bus.
You know,
when he was going through his Colorado thing.
Kobe ain't worried about it.
Listen, Kobe's done. Yeah, Kobe's like, oh God.
He's standing back in the corner like these damn kids.
Yeah, what do we got? What do we got? 8 games left this season. I can't get out of here fast enough. It's a precarious position, is what it is, and they're gonna have to make a decision. The Lakers are gonna tell you what. You know who's dumb enough to trade for him?
The Rockets.
Thank you.
There you go.
You took it right out of. I'm telling you, the Rockets would trade for D'Angelo Russell, and James Harden. Tell you what, James Harden. I think James Harden and D'Angelo Russell could coexist.
Oh yeah, that Kardashian thing.
Coexist. Hey, you know what? Lakers loss might be the Rockets' gain. All right. Something to think about. Hey, all right. So Mike's in there. Are we getting these famous? All right. So the website that first dropped this story, famous, not to be confused with fabulous, F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
Fame.
Whatever. It's ignorant, whatever it is.
Wow.
They're going to join us next. And we're going to get to the bottom of what the hell happened. I got a feeling they're not going to give us much, but you know what? We're going to do our damnedest. That is T. Scott on the dot, working the 1-2s.
And 3s.
That's the All-Pro Henry Thomas. I'm Fred Davis. This is the Blitz with an HD spin to it. Why, Henry Thomas?
Because everything's better in HD. Ruthless, never seen like a shadow in the dark, except when I
unload. You see a spark and talk over a hesitation. This is the Blitz on ESPN. 97.5.